all fucking, we're gonna talk about weird alien shit.
I thought we were talking about Sexy Wario. I'm out.
Yeah, somebody put together a doc on Sexy Wario really fast.
Not gonna lie, that might talk to Argyle, that might happen. Okay.
Sexy Wario.
The startling footage we're about to show you was photographed by a 42-year-old, Romero Valadares. This video was taken yesterday afternoon at his son's 7th birthday in the city of Passo Fundo, Brazil. It was sent to the local news bureau there and sent to us via satellite just a few minutes ago. All initial opinions are this is genuine. What you're about to see may disturb you.
Hello and welcome to Extra Credit, the Mitchell and Petrello podcast. The snakes in the ball pit tonight are the Spiathan.
God designs what only God can design. Lesser beings design only what lesser beings can design.
Heavenator.
Is your vacuum cleaner also supposed to do the dishes, trim your hair, balance your checkbook, and be your Friday night date?
Holy shit.
In my manga, they are. The most tolerant of dumpster fires, Mr. Frank West.
The Matrix apologizes for ongoing technical difficulties. All greys are busy at this time. Normal probability conditions will resume shortly.
Is that from Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
No, it's from their Twitter account.
Holy shit!
And Amelia Blank. Watch your emotional energy output. Emotions are energy that open doors into other realms. Normally, emotions help you expand your range of action and thus enter new states of being and levels of experience and learning. But your negative emotion and misdirected thoughts can equally be used by STS forces to open doors into your realm.
Cut my life in two pieces.
Wow, that is actually the theme song for this website. Wow! Pyramids, buried kings, queens, tribal clerics, radar signals from space, bouncing off burnt rock, responsible for the traveling alien workshop.
Hi, Extra Credit.
Hi, what's up?
Hi.
Heavenator, are you laughing because you know the truth?
Yes.
But the truth about what?
But I will tell you that it's no laughing matter, I swear. It's the truth, as they say, is out there.
Just laughing at
and by out there, I mean
so
on a website
smart.
Called Montauk. How was that intro? Was that professional enough?
Oh, I'm great, man.
Jesus. Did it say Sexy Wario at least once? Oh, wow.
Okay.
Whew. Pretty good.
We're going to go to a place called Montauk.net. And it's a, I don't know how to describe it. So I'm going to start with the welcome section here. Hopefully this will let us know. Welcome. There is far more to this world than taught in our schools, shown in the media, or proclaimed by the church and state. Most of mankind lives in a hypnotic trance, taking to be reality what is instead a twisted simulacrum of reality. A collective dream in which values are inverted, lies are taken as truth, and tyranny is accepted as security. They enjoy their ignorance and cling tightly to the misery that gives them identity.
Wow.
Yeah, this is really clear, right?
I feel really welcome.
Well, fortunately, there are some born with spiritual immune systems.
Mm.
That sooner or later give rejection to the illusionary worldview grafted upon them from birth through social conditioning.
What?
You with me, guys?
No.
Right?
I literally don't understand.
They begin sensing that something is amiss and start looking for answers. Inner knowledge and anonymous outer experiences show them a side of reality others are oblivious to, and so begins their journey of awakening. I don't.
What the fuck?
Each step of the journey is made by following the heart instead of following the crowd, and by choosing knowledge over ignorance.
What if my heart says to follow the crowd?
Well, then you obviously weren't born special like this dude.
Yeah. You would think the welcome section would, like, let me know who's talking to me.
Or, you know, be welcoming.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to finish up the rest of this till the list. Knowledge is the key to unlocking our potential. It gives us the self-determination, responsibility, and power necessary to cast off the chains of covert oppression. Knowledge is therefore the greatest protector, for it also gives us foresight to the impeachability, handle the challenges of life, and most importantly, to sidestep the traps on the path to awakening. This person is using the exact words that I never say, so it's tripping me up. The more you know of higher truths and apply what you know, the more you begin operating under higher laws that transcend the limitations of the lower.
What?
Sure. No.
Yeah.
It makes sense.
Here you will learn. You will find articles and resources that push the boundaries of fringe knowledge. Steps to spiritual awakening. I feel like there should be, like, cheesy infomercial music.
I thought you already had to be spiritually awoken in order to, like, see this website or whatever the fuck they're talking about.
You can only see it if your third eye's open? Terrible.
Well, if you're not like, specially born like this guy is, then it just looks like a stupid website with bad design.
Whoa, no, I thought I was special.
Well, yeah, those of us who are really special, like myself, it's just, like, amazing. Perfect.
Oh,
perfect
okay.
Web design.
By the way, they do have a Twitter.
No, shut the fuck up!
Yeah, it's right there on the side.
What the?
So that's point one. Point two of the articles that you'll learn is how your mind influences reality.
Okay.
Okay. Deja vu and secrecy. Yeah. Someone say that word. Secrecy. Fuck you, police. Okay.
What?
Synchronicity.
Okay,
it's easy.
Okay. Alien agendas and disinformation. Non-linear nature of time. Hyper-dimensional entities.
Oh, I played that game.
The Matrix and its agents.
Jesus Christ. Jesus, David Cage. This is David Cage's website.
Earth as an energy farm.
What? Hold on.
It's the Matrix.
Oh, fuck me.
Not how it works.
Probable cosmic futures.
What?
And scalar physics and orgon energy.
Oh.
Just point out, scalar physics, that's an actual thing. It's just physics.
So we're going to learn about physics?
Physics without specifying a direction of something. Hey, that's scalar physics. It's not fucking mysterious.
And just point out, orgon energy? That's not a thing. It's not.
Yeah. Thank you.
Well, are you saying that Reich was wrong?
Listen, I'm saying that you did not feel the Earth move.
Take only what resonates with you, your inner sense of knowing, and correlates with your observation experience. Leave the rest. Enjoy the sight!
Well, I actually went to the site, and I do not see a way to enjoy it.
Wrong.
I found the conspiracy section. Never mind.
You can download this website.
Oh, they have a dock mode? Oh, it's so
also,
nice.
Also, up at the top, an ICQ number.
Oh my god.
Oh shit. So, Frank West.
Yes.
Do you want to tell us about the alien section?
I would love to. Because you see, what we call aliens are hyperdimensional beings.
What?
Which, I think those are synonyms, yes. They hide behind the veil of our perceptions and can project themselves into our visible reality at will.
They're hallucinations?
Yeah.
That's exactly what that says, right?
Yep.
Okay.
That's what my doctor says. They are not recent visitors to Earth, but have been here for hundreds of thousands of years, and continue to live here, mostly in underground bases.
Mostly in underground bases.
Wait, Wait,
that's a different dock.
Yeah, that's
I
our dock.
I think we read about that before, I think.
Also, yeah.
Like, there was tall guys and there was an elevator.
And your fucking subway system under Area 51 or whatever. Run by what? Owl people or something.
If they can project themselves into our reality, why do they have to hide underground? This doesn't add up.
Listen, underground's just nicer. You got geothermal heating and it's practical.
They're dedicated to their man caves.
There goes a better joke.
God damn it.
Some aliens helped genetically engineer the human race, while other factions later crippled human genetics in order to turn mankind into little more than a source of physical and etheric food.
So wait, are the humans with the crippled genetics fighting the ones that were genetically enhanced?
I'm willing to bet that this dude thinks he's the former and not the latter.
Yeah.
It's just a guess.
Nothing better than food you have to raise for, like, 18 years to be viable. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Do they also genetically engineer humans to become a power source?
God damn it.
God.
Today, those interacting with humanity via abductions have a negative orientation and tend to create a race of human-alien hybrids capable of ruling over humanity while having total allegiance to the interdimensional alien empire.
Lizard?
There's way too many
people.
Prefixes on these words.
Oh, nope, I said lizard people, and I see what happens in the next sentence.
Yeah,
okay.
No, I like the word this next sentence chooses to start with.
Literature tends to identify these negative aliens as the reptilians, greys, mantids, and even some hostile Nordic factions.
What?
Is it
mantids?
Yeah, no. Nordics is a real thing for aliens, and...
Is it yeah, mantids, that place that collects all those MRA posts?
I'm sorry. Can we just go back to Nordics? Do they mean, like, Swedish people?
Nordics? Literally, yes. Like, big, tall, blonde men are aliens to these people.
So, yeah, aliens are, like, the Aryan race, kind of,
yeah.
I guess?
Allied against us are a huge race of lizard people and small psychic aliens and also some Nords.
There's Hold a whole on. Thing about, like, rip. Aliens crafting the perfect humans and they're, like, Aryans and Norse gods are aliens or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
This is fucking Skyrim.
Yes.
Okay.
Skyrim,
okay.
But aliens.
Well, no, because the reptilians are fucking... never mind. Fucking... Okay.
Moving on.
But they respect the law of free will and do not engage
what?
In physical abductions.
What?
So... Oh, sorry, I skipped a line. There exist possibly...
Come on, like that would make much of a difference. Yeah.
Okay, I was...
There exist positively oriented beings as well, notably the more positive Nordics.
Fucking what?
But they respect the law of free will and do not engage
in physical. The guy I know named Sven is really nice.
Yeah,
let me use my. Let me use his cabin.
You're one of the good ones, Sven.
Whoa!
Thank you, Frank.
Whoa!
Whoa! All right.
Rather,
you want to play with my sled dogs, Frank?
Wolf.
Rather, they exist as a spiritual brotherhood, lending their service to protect and guide those of us who seek freedom from the limitations of this 3D matrix control system. I think that's what my printer runs on.
Yeah, no, I've designed robots which run on 3D matrix control systems.
Sorry, I just saw the edgiest thing in this sentence. Oh, I'm so excited.
What? How do they describe this 3D matrix control system?
This 3D matrix control system, prison/school Earth.
That is literally something I said in high school.
School is a prison, Mom!
Yep.
Escape from school. High school.
Prison of the mind.
The president crash landed into that school. I think you're gonna have to go save him.
Ferris Bueller's Day Way Out.
God.
I would see that. Oh, man. And then he interacts with the Nordics? Oh, man. Then you find some of the good ones.
Hostile aliens are 4D and 5D dark entities.
What? Hold on, so the Nordics are... Okay.
Yeah, the Nordics are dark.
Look, I'm sure it'll all make sense by the time I come to the end of this.
This is becoming less like a David Cage game and more like a Phantasmagoria sequel.
If anybody ever wants to tag in, feel free, because this is like 4 pages.
Yeah, this is forever. Holy shit!
This is not end. Yeah.
I tried to cut down to the pertinent parts.
But it's all really important information, is the thing. They seek energy, and Earth has been molded into a farm for them. This energy consists of human life force, emotional and spiritual and sexual energy. Being hyperdimensional, they can suck this directly via telepathic connection.
Sorry, I just saw Luciferian in nature. 5D entities are the commanders. Are they demons? Oh man, this has everything.
Yeah, the aliens aren't demons, the demons are aliens.
Oh, they have weaknesses, though. Oh, sorry, I'm skipping ahead.
Lisbiathan, do you want to take the part that starts, they are prone to wishful?
Yeah, so these alien entities have weaknesses. They are prone to wishful thinking due to their narrow probable reality range. Hyperdimensional beings occupy a bandwidth of probable realities whose spectrum corresponds to their soul frequencies.
Is this the bandwidth that Enron tried to start selling?
This is... None of these words make sense when you put them together.
Okay. So I think they're saying that aliens are like FM and humans are like AM.
No fucking way.
Are the Nordics like, AC power?
Oh, they actually explain this. So those with a negative nature who vibrate at lower and more restricted rate tend to operate within a more limited range of probable realities. I'm sorry. I thought it would make more sense, but it doesn't.
No.
You thought reading more would make it make more sense?
Well, I saw that it said, so those of a negative nature...
Okay. I will explain this all to you. It's very simple.
Okay.
They're very practical, so they seek the easiest route.
This is
because
they
must economize their energy and strategy. The nature of self-serving evolution involves conquest over finite resources, so efficiency and calculation are necessary. They cannot easily deviate from their plans, always calculated. It takes them a while to adjust to evasive tactics employed by a target. Part of this is due to them attacking from outside linear time, meaning they send their attacks simultaneously along the past, present, and future. So, what appears to...
What concept of time travel is this guy running on? Like, if you affect the past, the present isn't the same.
Okay,
I don't get it.
So, you know how if you were living on a 2D piece of paper...
God damn it.
We could do magic by moving things around in a 3D plane. What I'm saying is, imagine 4 balls on the edge of a cliff.
Oh, fuck you. fuck you.
Perfect. That's the response I wanted.
Jesus, it took me a fucking second. God damn it.
Okay, shit.
Alright, so
I'm taking away from this very intelligent dialogue on aliens.
This is gonna reveal me for being a giant nerd, but a lot of this shit is like in a source book for World of Darkness called Demon the Fallen or some shit. I don't know. I don't like this. Can we not talk about aliens?
No, but listen, it appears to us that attacks span several days or weeks.
Let's move on to overlooked aspects of alien presence. Lesbiathan, why don't you take...
Ooh, boy. This is
positive
lot.
Versus imposter aliens.
Okay. Positive versus imposter aliens. Whether aliens are benevolent or hostile depends on whether they foster an expansion in our free will and awareness, or if they seek to undermine these. It is not enough to judge alien intentions through... transient social, political, religious, or scientific standards. Covertly hostile aliens could easily pander to our insecurities and wishful thinking by offering stunning scientific knowledge, religious answers, political unity, and the promise of global peace and prosperity in exchange for our unquestioning obedience. Okay, through investigation of the alien presence reveals that our preparations for just such a scenario are currently underway. In times of desperation, people tend to sacrifice liberty for security. Should mankind accept such a Faustian bargain, the end result would be complete assimilation and enslavement. To prevent this possibility, we must ask the most important question of all. How can one distinguish between positive aliens and cunning imposters? Mankind has everything to gain in exercising its discernment this way, and doubt is cast on the sincerity and wisdom of anyone who consistently refuses to explore the depths of this question. What?
Yeah.
I don't get it. What was that saying? Was
it? I think it was saying that aliens are tricky.
What the fuck?
Well, false dichotomies.
This is Faustine Bargain. It's clear.
Yeah.
It's obvious.
Well, yeah, I'm going to tell you about false dichotomies. We're in the research notes part of the website. This is the result of research, I guess.
Yeah, one of the research notes is a movie review.
Oh my! sorry, right underneath that is the historicity of Jesus. Wow, what the heck? Revolution?
Yeah, I scraped about like maybe 12% of this website.
Sorry, these are all great.
Okay, false dichotomies. Offering two false choices is the surest way of manipulating someone into making a bad decision. We must be on guard for false dichotomies, opposites that only appear to be so on the surface. Alien imposters have used this method of subterfuge to hide their real agenda and shape public opinion. Examples: aliens versus paranoid military, cabal, Nordic/Greys versus violent reptilians, or good reptilians versus renegade negative reptilians.
Mm.
If the truth were that Greys, certain Nordics, human military factions, and reptilians were actually unified participants in the negative alien agenda, the motivation for these false dichotomies make perfect sense. Should mankind falsely perceive some of these elements as good guys due to their seeming opposition to obvious bad guys, then the deception succeeds. Therefore, we must thoroughly examine the basis of any claimed oppositions.
Okay.
See? That's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, it is. You see, you have one bad guy who's pretending to be good to trick the good guys, but they're all actually bad, and trust no one, NWO, whatever the fuck.
So I think, is this the plot to Dragon Ball Super?
I don't know.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm legitimately lost. Oh, no.
Okay, listen. It's like Mass Effect. You can play Paragon or Renegade, but in the end, you're still going to punch the reporter. Jokes for no one. Hooray!
No, I'm legitimately just very confused because of the word salad nature of the website and this person talking. And I found something just for me.
I can clear this up for you. Which is also human abductors.
Oh, sorry, I was going to cut to. Alright, that's good.
Aliens aren't the only abductors. Human factions are also involved. Abductees have independently reported and seen alien and human personnel working side by side in underground military bases. It all comes together. But not so well known. Oh wait, I've lost my place. Was all the text is the goddamn same. Oh, okay.
The line between.
Yes, the line between alien and human abductors is blurred due to technological and genetic fusion between the two. between the two over recent decades.
The fucking A-tracks are just the beginning.
Then you get the A-track, cassette tape combo players and aliens, man.
Is this the plot of XCOM 2?
Yes?
This is Philip K. Dick if he wrote X-Files.
Nice.
I'm pretty sure it would be good, though.
That's what it is.
This is not good.
I could read more of this, but it has literally no meaning, so... Fuck it.
I
hate this website.
Website is mildly infuriating.
Frank, could you read temporal feedback loops?
Temporal feedback loops. Because aliens can operate outside linear time, those originating from our perceived future can also observe and interact with our past and present selves. By accessing and manipulating the past, continual timeline revisions arise, of which we only remember the most recent version as true history. Our present choices also initiate a forward cascade of effects that alter the future and thus limit or expand what future insertion points aliens have available. Thus, a dynamic feedback loop exists between ourselves and hyperdimensional entities. Negative aliens. Wait, where am I? Oh my god. So hard.
Yeah, see?
This is what it's like. This is what's happened to me.
Like, it's not a joke, but I lose my place.
This is what it's like when worlds collide.
Oh my god, I think you're on negative aliens from our perceived future?
Yeah, negative aliens from our perceived future. Yeah.
Negative aliens from our perceived future. See, the thing is, I went back to the start of the same line, and then I was like, I'm in a time loop.
Yeah. Oh no!
This is what he's talking about.
You're in a Stephen Moffat script.
Negative aliens from our perceived future can reinforce their own existence and supremacy by altering critical moments in history and biasing our present choices to create those probable futures where they have greater power. Positive aliens concerned about such tampering would engage in a time war to encounter these interferences. We would perceive this time war as highly improbable setbacks being countered by equally improbable miracles and vice versa. Or perhaps a strong impulse to make bad decisions, an inner intuition to make the right
Holy
choices.
Shit.
No. You see, it's aliens that made me eat my entire large pizza by myself.
Baby, I slept with your sister because aliens.
I'm part of a time war. I'm a casualty in the time war.
Well, you see, officer.
A day in the life of Andrew Basiago.
Oh, man.
Fear, paranoia, gullibility, reactivity, and passivity reinforce our feedback loop with negative aliens and increase their tangibility in our
hey,
lives.
What?
Stuff is starting to sound like New Age shit. You just replace aliens with vibes.
Yeah, also, well, actually, they have a page on vibrations.
Oh, motherfucker!
We're never leaving.
Oh,
I don't think I put that in there.
Yet the more we heed spiritual impulses and live by what is noble and true, the more we rise into kinship with positive forces. The fulcrum of this time war rests within us.
Sorry. Time war is all one word, and I love it.
It's definitely it should be copyrighted or something.
Yeah.
The sequel to Primer just really went off the rails.
Ooh!
I think Time War was that sequel to Tech War that William Shatner overwrote.
Also, yeah, this is literally a Doctor Who plot, so...
Yeah.
If you enjoyed this article, check out the full expanded version.
If you like this article, check out doctorwho.wikia.com.
Yeah, just watch some Doctor Who. It makes a lot more sense. Okay, do you want to go to the synopsis of Alien's Master Plan?
Yeah, no, we have to get to a master plan because we need to understand these aliens who are making us skip leg day and also fucking work out in the first place.
Right.
Okay. Heavenator.
Yes.
Could you read the synopsis of the Alien Master Plan?
All right. In a nutshell, what is the alien agenda? Mankind
Hi,
is being
Jones.
Enslaved by none.
I cut some stuff, so it doesn't start quite so out of the blue. I did cut stuff.
No, it's here's a game. Try to figure out where the cuts happen. Mankind is being enslaved by non-human forces who are technologically, physically, and dimensionally superior to us, but not necessarily spiritually, and therein lies our freedom. They consist of multiple factions spanning multiple dimensions and locations in space-time, all here to take a slice of the human pie. Their ultimate goal is to assimilate us into their fascist empire and parasitically exploit us for our biological, etheric, and physical resources. Through
Hashtag Pizzagate.
The human pie is my erotic Titus Andronicus cover band.
They really should not have given the sequel to American Pie to H.R. Giger.
I kind of want to...
That movie would be a lot better.
I kind of want to take some of these and tweet them out with, like, hashtag MAGA or hashtag Pizzagate or something. They feel...
Oh, yeah.
They feel like that kind of... Oh. Okay.
Yeah, the human pie. You know,
yeah,
children. Okay. Through covert manipulation and hyperdimensional tricks. Fuck.
They're wily.
Hyperdimensional tricks that employ time travel, they have secretly manipulated and exploited humanity in every way conceivable since the birth of our race, and even our origins are suspect and bear the signs of genetic engineering. We are now seeing their plans overt and oh, I turned up yelling like an idiot. It's hard to pronounce things.
Oh, boy.
We're now seeing their plans overtly manifest with the abduction and hybrid breeding program and their imminent portrayal as saviors of a human race gone mad with world conflict. If the world accepts from its saviors, individual freedom as we know it will become snuffed like a blown candle, leaving only darkness. Given their technological superiority, why don't hostile alien forces just take over the planet?
Yeah, why don't they?
Oh, I can't do more of that voice.
Eve, do you want to go get some water? You sound like you're gonna die.
He is if the aliens win.
Oh, how's Alex Jones keep that up?
And he's gonna be talking about Jade Helm. Oh,
yeah,
good.
This is straight up Alex Jones shit.
Yeah,
like, literally.
Right?
Like, this oh. is just literally just immigrant stuff, but aliens.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be a fun game. Replace all instances of aliens with immigrants and see how many alt-right people you could trick into agreeing with you. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, definitely,
later.
See.
Later.
For strategic legions, their invasion is drawn-out process rather than a single spectacular blitzkrieg, as one might expect. Though the latter can be used to finalize the invasion once the first phase has spiritually tranquilized the target population. There are many problems with an overt invasion using physical force. History has shown that visible tyrants are also visible targets who quickly fall if they reveal themselves before total control has been established. Smarter tyrants stay hidden and cleverly manipulate the population into first defeating and enslaving itself.
Okay. Please calm down.
Nope. No jokes here. Okay, going on. Cosmic tyrants who assimilate entire worlds into their empire, and premature invasion by those who have targeted us could lead to resistance and conflicts threatening material resources they have come here to exploit, Earth and its inhabitants. They prefer...
Jesus
they
Christ,
prefer
man.
We willingly hand over ourselves and the planet with the least amount of resistance. This can only happen under the condition that we are unaware of their true nature or agenda. Preparing such deception
oh, no.
requires...
Oh no, he's becoming kumquat.
Yes. Preparing such deception requires much groundwork, and thus they have chosen to covertly and patiently manipulate human society towards that end. Their preferred method of subversion is to create elite
no.
among the...
Okay, we can stop.
Eve, are you okay? Have you slipped
no.
down the Jones
hole? Oh, we're halfway to the end of this section.
Yeah, two more. Yeah.
I don't think we're halfway to the end, my friend. There is... quite a
of
bit
of that section.
Oh, yeah, okay. Oh,
what
I think you were ordering
here. Secret
here.
Government. It's an occult technokraken. Technokraken comprised of these elite humans.
What
the secret
fuck?
Government is using problem reaction solution techniques to frame world conflicts as pretenses for establishment of a new world order.
There we go. There it is.
Yep.
There it is. Okay. Now I know what kind of website we're on.
Yeah, it's...
Okay.
Hey, how can I stop being abducted by aliens?
Is that... Oh, hey!
It is difficult to stop abduction permanently without round-the-clock vigilance. Nonetheless, they can be reduced in their severity and frequency of occurrence through some of the following. Number one, giving up all karmic and ego-based reasons... But why do you continue?
Wait,
number
so you're
two.
Only abducted because you want to be abducted?
Yeah, you want to be abducted.
Okay,
you're
I'm
asking
sorry.
For it by dressing like that.
Okay.
That's very victim blamey.
Whoa.
Yeah, it is. Two, choosing to resist abductions by firmly and frequently intending they stop.
That's the same as...
Wait, just wanting them to stop?
Yeah.
That's the same as one. Hold on. Oh, okay.
Poor Barney Hill. He just didn't want to not be abducted enough.
Choosing emotional stability, positivity, and serenity over hysteria and oppressive fear.
Okay, hold on. Do you believe in... Never mind. Nope. Sorry.
I don't think I've ever seen someone victim blame an alien abductee before.
I know.
I'm.
So that's a first.
Listen, they're asking for it, but sleepy like that, whores.
Oh my god, I'm... Heave. I'm still confused about, like, choosing emotional stability, positivity, and serenity over hysteria and obsessive fear, because this whole thing has been obsessively fearing the New World Order.
Listen, listen, if you did want to be probed, why do you have an anus? Think about it.
Jesus Christ. Well, we were genetically engineered to have anus, so that we can be probed.
You have to stick the probe somewhere.
Haven't you been...
Number four, becoming consciously aware of abductions before, during, or after they happen.
Oh my
God. Wait a minute.
I'm being abducted. Hey, cut that out.
Now,
nice
sir.
Try, aliens.
Jesus Christ.
Five, learning from evidence gained after every abduction how to counter their tactics.
You don't want
to
be probed? Put a cork in your butt?
Six, increasing one's spiritual resiliency by seeking and applying knowledge and wisdom.
Okay.
And seven, praying for divine protection and assistance. These methods help deter.
Jesus, get these alien fingers out of my asshole.
Listen, it's the 12 steps of preventing alien abductions, even though these are seven. It's 12. Fake news. These methods help deter both soul and physical abductions.
Wait, what?
The soul abduction, the body is left asleep, but the soul is taken and worked upon, then put back.
They probe your soul?
Yeah.
Oh.
For purely physical abductions, one could also try detection, shielding, or scrambling methods to annoy aliens and display one's resistance. Examples,
come on, Jimmy Fallon.
Examples include voice-activated tape recorders. Those exist. Video surveillance. Or tying... or tying oneself to the bed with a cord and zip tie. It's very important you do both.
Holy shit!
Because if you can figure out the cord, but cord and zip tie, they're fucking stumped.
Hey, Joe, I'm sorry to call so early in the morning, but I did it again with the zip tie. I can't get it off. Could you? Could you come over and help again?
Listen, just admit to your wife you want to have a BDSM thing. It's fine.
Honey, okay. I need you to tie me up so that the aliens won't abduct me.
Yeah.
Also
to a person...
Well, I get the feeling that either Joe is afraid of being abducted by aliens, or he might be a werewolf.
Also, hi, person editing this. Sorry for all the clipping.
Okay.
Oh, man.
We're going to move away from the aliens and move to conspiracy.
Oh, boy.
They literally call it conspiracy. Okay, this is the conspiracy intro.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Frank West, would you like to begin the conspiracy intro here?
Yes. Not everything is a conspiracy.
Liar!
But let's face it. Those who strive for power are also those most likely to abuse it.
No, listen, what you don't understand. What above made you think that not everything is a oh my god. Once you get into the headspace of Alex Jones, you just can't stop thinking like Alex Jones.
You need to get out of there.
This website makes sense now.
No.
I'm enlightened.
Oh.
No, there's conspiracies, but like you know which conspiracies are real. Like Jade Helmet's obviously a real thing. But Lords being good? No, they're not good.
Steve, you need to get out of that headspace. Go get some water.
The correct use of power requires integrity and wisdom. Virtues human nature doesn't come with by default. They are acquired virtues, and thus quite rare. It follows that due to this rarity, of those who gain power, the majority will lack the integrity and wisdom to use it correctly. And so conspiracies arise, for conspiracies are nothing more than underhanded schemes of self-preserving individuals bent on gaining and maintaining power. The basic observation has held true for thousands of years, and being that power-hungry individuals are also ruthlessly intelligent and persevering, enough time has passed for the establishment of gargantuan conspiracies designed to eventually give these madmen ultimate power.
Wait, is that a really big conspiracies, or conspiracies made up of, like, gargantuan people?
Yes.
You know, I guarantee this person has said, unironically before, just because I'm paranoid doesn't mean people aren't following me.
Oh boy.
I'll bet you any money.
Towards this end, there exists an ancient global shadow government, still coordinating world affairs from behind the scenes, running a script that, through Machiavellian principles, guides mankind ever closer to acquiescing its collective liberty in exchange for security under global and cosmic tyranny. Elected governments are false fronts coordinated by a global shadow
government. You just spent a paragraph and a half telling us that conspiracies don't exist, and then just full board just went straight into a really big conspiracy.
Well, not everything is a conspiracy.
Listen, not just everything's a conspiracy, because conspiracies are only if it's the New World Order.
Well, yeah, but it's actually the ancient world order. This is confusing.
Listen, they planned really far in advance.
Well, that's easy to do when you can control all points in time.
Yep, see, you just plug everything into your JavaScript, and bam, you have a world.
That's gonna be really easy, like, you don't have to worry about getting up for appointments, because you'll be there on time anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You also would have been late and also early.
Yeah, but the aliens, they are all three things at once.
I'm still so confused. This might be the single most confusing thing I've ever read.
Okay. That's why
I'm beginning to understand why maybe Lemon passed on this.
Just say any random bullshit that comes into your mind, and it'll be indistinguishable from actual things written on this website.
I'm trying to skip ahead to a point, but I can't figure out where to skip to.
It's all insane.
How about there is no American government?
What the?
Yeah, why don't you just maybe read the section titles, and then we'll move on to a different section of the website, because... I want to get to some more of the conspiracies.
Yeah, just go point out New World Order, so of course, Oklahoma City bombing, Columbine, 9/11, part of a conspiracy. So,
elected governments are false fronts coordinated by a global shadow government.
Right.
So that's something you guys should know. There is no American government. Media and public education brainwash citizens into questing to corrupted authority.
You know, this is seeming more believable all of a sudden.
The economy is heavily manipulated. There are secret societies. Yeah. The only one that didn't work was why all the control. I don't know. No self-serving individual wants to lose his power.
Well, eh.
True. Okay. Let's buy it then.
Yeah.
Tell us about the horrors of public education.
Motherfucker. All right. Okay. Many students agree that school is awful. They frequently voice their disgust concerning this abomination we call public education. They spite the good students who obey like little sheep, frown at imposed conformity, and laugh at the hypocritical nature of the system. Okay, so...
Mom!
I teach, and this is literally something at least 5 students have said to me at one point. Oh, wow. Okay. The same will be done here. But there's a big difference between these defiant students and me, the author. No. Nope.
Is that what we're supposed to call this guy, the author?
I guess. I was one of those good little sheep. I graduated high school with a 4.0.
No, you didn't.
Perfect
attendance record. 2 years of student council under my belt and a host of top scholarships to get me through college. That's the biggest lie we've seen on this entire thing.
I don't think we've pointed this out, but this article is from February of 2001.
Oh, wow.
So there's a huge mix of like 2009, 2001. I think there's some from like a few years ago. So it's like curated, I guess.
That's a interesting word you used.
Listen, teachers loved me. Students both feared and respected me. And the principal knew me better than I knew him. Wait, what? Okay, no.
I would hope that would be true.
Yes.
So he was in detention all the time.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, the only way the principal... Okay, whatever. Fucking administration doesn't want to fucking deal with kids.
The principal came over to my house and had sleepovers all the time. We totally hung out.
He was, like, my best friend.
The principal could do a 360 off my half-pipe.
We'd sit together and braid each other's hair.
My dad built the half-pipe one summer when I was 16.
No, you can't see it.
Since then, I've been super cool.
It burned down.
Jesus Christ.
I burned it down when I was playing with Roman candles.
Listen, this is enough to make you sick. I know it made me sick, so here I am, biting the hand that feeds because it's been feeding me nothing but propaganda and sour grapes. I'm not writing this article because of envy or spite against some indoctrinated valedictorians. Nor am I trying to put blame on my
school for my... Stephanie over me.
Yeah, the valedictorian, which he was, because he claims to have graduated with a 4.0.
Yeah, nor am I trying to put blame on my school for all my academic failures. In fact, I cannot because I was the valedictorian and had few, if any, academic failures. Also,
oh, give me the rope-a-dope.
Coolest kid in school, and all the girls wanted to give me kisses. I'm writing this article because the system itself is messed up.
Wait, is this an alternate universe where that one guy that wrote his would-be valedictorian speech in that one F-plus episode didn't become valedictorian?
Oh my god, this guy, when he wrote this, okay, so I think this is going to be pretty fucking revealing. Having been to many different public school systems over the past 15 years, I have more than adequate credibility to make this claim. This guy wrote this when he was in fucking high school. Holy shit. Oh, wow, what? Here's a fucking hot take. What is taught is random,
or,
useless, and meaningless.
Or, he's an adult, and he's still going to public school.
Well, wait, okay, so grade 12...
Yeah.
Is he like a third year senior in high school?
I do know for a fact that you cannot keep going back to school after a certain age, so... I believe that age is like 24 or something, so...
Huh. Come across 24-year-old seniors?
I have.
Whoa.
You want to know what the saddest thing is? 24-year-old seniors. No joke.
Jeez.
Wow. Oh, God damn it. Sorry. This is actually legitimately making me mad. This is...
And why don't you tell us what the next section while you read that?
Give me the headline.
Okay, so you want to go to the section, what is taught is random, useless, and meaningless.
Okay. So, what is taught is random, useless, and meaningless. In class, too much time is wasted on useless topics. The quality of education has been sacrificed for quantity, and as a result, academic infiltration and the devaluation of information has turned intellectual ambition into apathy and bright minds into gray mush. Oh my god.
Wait, is this like the mush from Grays?
No.
Hmm.
Oh, wow. Okay. In an effort to be multicultural and eclectic, class curricula has become shallow and disorganized in an effort to teach students a global viewpoint. Topics are taught piecemeal, and never do teachers spend time to help students integrate the pieces into a coherent... had a shitty teacher, my man. A coherent picture that has been used or built upon. And even within a class that ideas are put together between classes, the grand education still remains compartmentalized.
Grand education.
Wow, I mean, how bad of a system did this guy have? I mean, he went to school pre No Child Left Behind, so...
I want
to
punch this dude in the fucking face. Wow! Hi, I went to high school, and I have literally no understanding of how education works. Let me write a giant fucking article.
Do you want me to take over?
No, it's fine. Oh, man.
Okay, so you're on for example.
Yeah. For example, geometry and physics can be mastered by the average... Holy shit! Okay, sorry.
Yep.
For example, both geometry and physics can be mastered by the average student, but the connection and communication between the two often are not. When physics is taught in junior high or high school physics classes, it involves only the most elementary of geometry concepts and vice versa.
It's almost like they're starting from the beginning or something.
Also, it's like you only need elementary geometry for physics.
Listen.
If only there was like another place you could go after high school.
Yeah,
where you
know.
Would learn things more in depth.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, you could focus on a particular topic and get like a degree in it.
No.
Yeah,
that's for really... like rounding you out. You take things you don't know about there. And...
Round? What does that mean? Is that a shape?
Fucking could not
tell you.
Geometry's
so hard.
Hey, I want to take physics before I've taken geometry. I go to crazy school. Fuck you.
I'm not a math person, so yeah, I wanted geometry to be harder.
This person literally doesn't. I'm gonna just find my center really quick. Without synthesis of the two, each remains without purpose or effectiveness. Such synthesis between topics is neglected in the school, fuck you, in the school curriculum, and consequently, one's experience in the public education system becomes a vague memory of random, meaningless, and useless facts. just has a disassembled engine. It's just a junk heap of random metal parts. No, it's an engine.
No, it's not.
It's a fucking engine.
Hey, come on.
A carburetor is a carburetor, no matter if it's not attached.
This guy needs to go back to, like, remedial language arts.
Hey, come on, because... Mr. Rushby. When am I ever going to use algebra in the real world?
Hey, when am I ever going to use metaphors or similes? Fuck you.
How is algebra going to help me defeat aliens?
Oh, man.
Not everything is Halo.
It is if you're fucking Ready Player One. Wait, shit. What's my dickhead's name? Who cares? Fuck it.
Ernest Cline. Listen, most school subjects themselves aren't even real knowledge. History books are full of purposely engineered inaccuracies and distortions for the sake of corporate gain and political correctness. Part of that's true.
What the fuck? Also, which is worse written, this or Ernest Cline's books?
Ooh. Well, I believe Ernest Cline had an editor at some point. So, like...
No, you're saying that, but before you say anything else, consider this. Only one of these works is Will Wheaton president.
You're right. That's a fucking...
He's not president right now?
With Vice President Cory Doctorow. God, those books are insufferable. Hey, if you like Ready Player One, you're a bad person.
Wow.
Okay, so finish up the section, and then I think we'll move on.
Yeah, no, great. It amazes me that the general public functions at a sixth grade level when we all... Sorry, I know a lot of sixth graders. Sixth grade level when we all supposedly graduated high school. Much of history, algebra, geometry, biology, physics, etc. are forgotten. If teachers spoke into empty classrooms all these years, it would make the same difference. Wow.
I know we're moving on, but just briefly, there's a very telling sentence in the next section, so I'm just going to do quickly. So what the hell are we doing with such profundity of pep rallies, football and basketball games, proms, crazy hair days, sex education, deaf education, quiz bowls, and student council meetings, says the guy in student council.
I'm going to this guy.
Deaf education?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, you know, all those days in sixth grade, it's like, hey, 13-year-old, let's talk about deaf.
Because you'll never have sex in after high school.
I'm just... Okay, so I actually know quite a few sixth graders, and I assure you that adults do not act like sixth graders. Sorry.
I think he means that our everyday language is the sixth grade level, which, okay, I guess.
No.
But...
Well, this dude knows a lot of much longer and sophisticated words, and that's why the things he's written are so easy to understand. That's why he's so good at conveying information.
Listen, he got a 4.0, which means he passed language arts.
Listen. School's pointless because is your vacuum cleaner supposed to do the dishes, trim your hair, balance your checkbook, and be your Friday night date?
Oh, fuck off.
If we stripped out the extraneous, school would only be 4 hours a day, maybe 120 days a year. Fuck you. Let's go away before we all get angry.
Okay.
Nope.
Well, we're going to leave that, and we're going to go to another section.
Oh my god, this is so wrong.
I think I see the section.
We're going to go to disease and chemtrails.
Yeah, there we go. Back to that funny shit.
I'm going to cut down to the chemtrails, because I know how we make our money. Okay. Chemtrails. The subject of immune suppressing EM signals ties directly into the chemtrail phenomenon. In 2000, I wrote Chemtrails Suppressing Human Evolution, which hypothesized that the chemtrails contained viral vectors engineered to infect and genetically alter targeted populations to prevent their DNA from activating into a higher evolved form. This may sound like science fiction to you.
Sounds like an
X-Men
comic.
Read the article and decide for yourself.
Fucking X-Men comic, dude.
This sounds like even a rejected script from Voyager.
Yeah, no, that's not a rejected script. That fucking actually happened when they turned into lizards.
Oh yeah, the lizard sex. Yes, I remember.
So fucking good.
I still stand by this hypothesis, as nothing yet has disproved it.
Well, yeah, because it's fictional, you fucking idiot.
Hey, you know what else has not been disproved? That little invisible pink unicorn stuck off.
At the time of this article's publication, there was no evidence of barium or aluminum salts in chemtrail fallout because no one has tested for it.
Yes, they have.
Does it fucking exist? Jesus.
Look, if they tested for it, they would have found it. So clearly they haven't tested.
And only shortly thereafter was barium titanate first found in samples.
Okay.
Barium titanate is a incredible diuretic. Meaning it... Oh, dialectic.
Oh,
if it was a diuretic, that would have been... Sorry, it's not a diuretic. Dielectric. Meaning it holds charge very well.
Okay, yes, this is true.
It seemed to me at the time that this substance was used to hold charge on chemtrail fibers so that they would not dump, but rather repel and spread out.
Wait, fibers?
What? Magnets, how do they work? Okay, today it is known that a known fact that various barium and aluminum salts and pesticides are present in chemtrails.
Wait, you said it wasn't tested for, but it's known?
Yeah, he knows it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
So which are better radar and microwave reflectors than charge holders?
What?
No, just...
Yep. This indicates additional reasons for their presence besides homogenizing chemtrail cover.
Oh, God.
So what, you want to hide the secret planes that fly higher than the planes that fly that we can see, so you can... What?
I don't know, man. Science.
Oh, are we hiding the fact that space is a lie and satellites are just fucking stuck up on the ceiling? Like, what?
Yeah.
Flat Earth.
We're also on the back of a turtle.
All the way down, yeah.
Various excuses have emerged to explain the chemtrail phenomenon away as benign or malevolent government projects. I've heard the benign because it is, but benevolent. Oh, I guess like GMO, but on humans, I guess.
We don't do these chemtrails.
I already refuted the three main theories in 2000 that chemtrails were part of a mass inoculation program, severe population reduction project, or weather modification, but a couple new ones have emerged from since then. One example is a report posted anonymously at carnicom.com.
Taking note of that.
Whatever. It's proposed two theories. One, that chemtrails contain metal particles that reflect sunlight away from Earth in order to combat global warming, and that they're also conductive atmospheric ducts to be used in a military 3D terrain mapping project.
Don't question it. Don't move on, Heath.
Great. Glad I'm not the only one getting frustrated tonight.
The global warming theory is clearly false because biological materials such as various pathogens and dried human blood cells have been found in chemtrail fallout.
No, wait.
Sorry. That's really good.
And also because chemtrails are regularly seen during the night.
What?
Where is the sunlight to reflect at night?
They aren't seen at night?
Yeah, they are. Are seen during the night.
Okay, he's on a different level of crazy. I can't even...
Where's the sunlight to reflect at night?
Does he know the moon exists? At night? Or cities?
There's no sun. The moon ain't sun. Moon's moon.
Your logic is flawless.
Moon ain't sun, son.
The moon is not sun, it's moon.
William Thomas has adapted and popularized this theory. And I must call into question his intentions or sources.
Okay.
No, this chemtrail guy, he has no fucking sources but me. You can trust me, I have lots of sources. Look,
I have
look
at the sources.
There are footnotes.
Oh, good. Please.
Nope.
The second theory is an actual technological application within the military known as Radio Frequency Mission Planner. RFMP. And Variable Terrain Radio Parabolic Equation. VTRPE. Read about these at the carnicom.com link above. These are used to map enemy territory and more easily monitor the communications. While this may be true, radar and microwave reflective particles such as barium and titanium salts can serve much more sinister purposes, Also, this theory does not explain the presence of biological components in chemtrail fallout, the immune-suppressing nature of chemtrails, nor the fact that thousands of cities across America have been weakly sprayed by chemtrails since at least 1998. If this is a military project, how much testing is needed? And like why God. Only overpopulated areas?
And how come they only happen in the air?
Yeah, man! Fucking Jesus.
I've probably breathed in more, like, legit pesticide than I have, like, any other things the ancestors.
No, but it's like, that pesticide, that doesn't leave these trails in the air. So clearly, it's not pesticide, which would be leaving trails right next to the ground in the air, like chemtrails do in planes.
Clearly, this theory is being used as disinformation.
Clearly, yes.
Okay. I am taking glee in how mad this is making Heavenator, but...
I was supposed to be looking at the next section, which is literally things that I got the 9th degree for.
Why don't you read that section?
Good, great. How to block mind programming signals. Oh, I hate it.
Oh, boy!
Yeah, no, we've all heard jokes about tinfoil hats. Turns out, there might be some practical truth to that idea. Aluminum foil really does attenuate, lessen, certain EM rate.
Wait, that's the one word. Of all the words you've used, that's the one you need to explain to people?
Yeah, no, it's people don't understand actual education because it's not teaching them how to balance their checkbook or whatever the fuck ever, teach your vacuum to suck you off.
I think that's a Hannity talking point.
Yeah, sure, jeez. Certain EM radiation, if electrically grounded and not touching the skin, so if it's not a fucking hat.
Well, no, you have hair on your head.
No, well, you also, I think you put a hat under it.
Oh yes, the hat within the hat. For those who are heavily bombarded by microwave beams from sources like cell phone towers, which is easy to determine if you have an RF single detector as I do, blocking these waves with grounded metal sheets goes a long way to lessening the radiation.
Quick question. I'm a bit ignorant, I suppose. Are cell phones, do they use microwaves?
Yeah. Okay. That's actually true.
Yeah, that's why you should... If your cell phone is low on charge, you can just put it in the microwave.
Also true. That's... Big cell phone doesn't want you to know this.
Frank, you take all legal liability from anyone doing that because of you.
No, it's true. I work for a battery manufacturer.
And I'd just like to say that the last bit I said about microwaving your cell phones, that is the official stance of the Extra Credit Podcast. And you should definitely do it.
My brother who works at Nintendo said he could do that.
Like, listen, the reason why that whole S7 Note Galaxy thing happened is because you're not microwaving your Note. You have to do that, and that fixed the battery problems. Simple.
Bend up your iPhone 6 and just stick it in the microwave.
Yeah, you have to bend up that case because it's all aluminum, and that blocks the EM radiation. Jeez, okay. This is a good digression.
Oh, man, I'm just imagining this guy, like, dressed in a full aluminum suit.
No, he's clearly carrying around sheets of sheet metal. Crouching behind
him. Is he secretly one of those guys that pretends to be a living statue?
Well, no, because it can't touch your skin, so I guess he's got to wear a suit. Then he puts the aluminum suit on because he doesn't want to look weird.
It's not a sex thing, trust me.
No, that's garbage bags.
Oh, it's not a sex thing. I want to meet this man. I bet he looks real cool.
A large source of dangerous EM radiation comes from the form of microwaves emitted by cell phone towers. From personal experimentation, the best kind... And
oh, God, I don't want to know what those experiments were.
Put the cell phone up your butt. And hearing the experiences of others, I am convinced that microwave pollution...
I pictured hearing those experiences through a cell phone in your butt.
I'm convinced that microwave pollution and intentional targeting can muddle thoughts, induce fatigue, reduce willpower, and maybe even subliminally implant thoughts or entrain emotional states. They may be used for monitoring purposes. Oh, hey, correct statement. Cell phones can be used for monitoring purposes. Hooray!
I just imagine this guy's talking to people about microwave pollution, and they're just like, yep, no, I'm really fatigued. Yep.
Look, I know everything that cell phones could do because I saw The Dark Knight.
Using a microwave signal strength meter, I made several objective objective observations about these symbols. They tend to be beamed through the window of a room where one spends most time, usually in the window facing the front street. They are specifically directed to target and track a person in his home, you know, but you carry your fucking cell phone with you. The tracking speed is slow, and when the target moves, the signal takes several seconds or minutes to search and find the target at its new location.
That's really shitty spying.
No, you know, when you move at all with your cell phone, you just lose signal for several minutes.
Yeah. Need to get a better provider.
When the target enters an area in his home that the signal cannot reach, the signal goes on a wide search mode, thinking the target has left his home and is traveling about town. So, yeah, don't go in your bathroom, otherwise your cell phone goes into roaming mode, you run up all your minutes.
Sorry, I read the next one.
Yeah,
How old are these cell phones?
When the primary window is blocked off, within days, the signal finds another window. Finds another window or thin wall to penetrate.
Like, the signal's, like, sniffing around your house, trying to get in?
No, there's someone in a van doing, like night trap shit.
The signal is a dog made of microwaves. The microwave hound.
Fucking microwave dog needs to get on my fucking lawn. Oh, man.
Taking microwave craps on my lawn and not picking them up.
How hot would those shits be?
You don't have to do the whole writing a bag on fire thing, just already on fire.
Oh, man.
It appears cell phone towers are generating these signals by triangulating hotspots on selected tracked targets. This would require
you forgot number six. One can feel the effects of this signal, which is induces a dull headache or pressure in the temples.
Oh, I'm sorry.
If you have a headache.
Possibly.
If you have a
sinus headache, you dumbass.
No, that's the government tracking me!
Man, I must be just tracked by the government all the time.
I cannot go to the doctor for this headache. They will give me a vaccine, and that will put mercury in my blood. Listen.
The government is tracking me. Also, there's all this pollen in the air.
The thing about cell phones triangulating hotspots and all that shit, this will require that computers perform the calculations necessary to alter the signal of each of three cell phone towers so as to triangulate a hotspot of signal at the target's location. And when the target moves, new calculations have to be made, which takes several seconds. Maybe something else annoys the beams like satellites. Congratulations, you figured out how GPS works.
Maybe. It's whatever.
Maybe. This was written in 2004.
Wow. These signals consist of microwave carriers with ELF modulation and perhaps audio and text encrypted messages. Some possibilities.
Oh god, we're going to another fucking list here.
Lists within lists.
Oh my god.
The microwaves resonate with DNA and can penetrate flesh and bone, pass through some walls and windows, and are already in use by cell phones.
Wait, hold on. They can resonate with DNA, pass
through
flesh and bones.
Not walls, flesh and bones, yes.
But just some windows, or some walls and windows. Just some.
Well, of course, you can't go through those lead windows.
Listen, that's what they don't tell you about the double glazing added benefits. Besides the elf waves that entrain brain I skipped a line.
I mean,
these signals entrain brain waves into a high beta state, which causes aggression or stress, or at alpha level, that induces hypnotic stress or muddled thinking.
But MRAs tell me that you don't want to be a beta.
No. If you think of MRAs, you think of muddled thinking. It all checks out. Besides, you can't leave a man in a room with a woman, because, you know, otherwise sex will just happen. It's unavoidable. Thank you, people running our government. Your government.
I would hope it's not your government.
They're running the whole government, the world.
Yeah, they're the shadow government.
Oh, yeah, sorry, NWO Illuminati, Majestic 12. Besides the elf waves that entrain brain states, the carrier may also convey audio messages.
So a fucking cell phone?
Yeah, it's a cell phone.
Hey, Steve. Steve.
Yeah? What?
You want Oreos?
No, I fucking...
Also,
Hey, stop. Hey, can you stop fucking calling me and telling me I want Oreo?
Also, buy gold.
God damn it.
I have not verified what these messages are, but they could
no one
be...
No to call him. No one wants to fucking call
no,
him.
No. It gets better, but they could be something along the lines of, you are angry. You cannot think. You give up. You have no energy, etc.
Etc.
Oh, come on. That's just a very aggressive personal trainer.
Yeah. Now these damn teens calling my phone. Teens running the government, world government.
I hate when the NWO calls me up and tells me to get angry and that I can't think. So annoying.
Listen, when the NWO tells me that I'm angry but I'm not, I just get angry because they don't know my emotions.
You're angry. You can't think. Also, what are you doing Thursday? I was going to go to Starbucks. I wanted to see if you wanted to hang out.
Oh my god.
See, that started taking on a real
maybe
deep
the
poetry.
NWO is just lonely.
Yeah, they just want a friend.
So, what you doing?
Hey, it's the NWO.
The NWO is sitting on their bed, on their belly, legs kicked up.
Not much. I'm just running the world with my reptilian friends.
Yeah, hey, I was just like hanging in the dark void that's outside of space and time, and I was like really bored, and I just thought I'd call you and see what's up.
I was thinking about throwing on some jeans and just joining you for a good night out.
Hey, did you hear about those Nordics? Like, oh my god.
Sexy.
Oh no, they do shit.
Some of them like vibrate at one frequency, but like then the other ones, the negative
ones. I will tell you, something's vibrating.
Ooh, oh my. New World Order, please. I'm at my mother's.
I can't believe my New World dad. He is
New
such
New
a
New World
jerk.
Order, you're such a catty bitch.
Tonight on CBS, a very important New World Order.
Anna Faris's new sitcom.
We're idiots, okay.
Oh, I would watch that.
God, okay, oh, okay.
We're leaving this section.
Good.
Okay, so we shouldn't read it, but I just want to point out that right at the bottom of the section is a list of how to block the microwaves from getting in your house, which involves buying a ton of emergency foil blankets, space blankets, and hanging them up all over your walls.
No. You missed the best part.
Including covering every window.
Then take a knife and put it into the electrical socket.
Whoa, wait, what?
Jam a knife or thin screwdriver into the gaps and stick into the ground jack on the electrical outlet.
You stick the banana plug tip into the outlet. I don't understand what he is doing, but he sticks a knife into something and then puts it in.
Turn your breakers off first, please.
Man, I really want to burn my house down. That will show the New World Order. What the fuck?
Damn. Much like batteries, don't use a knife on your electrical outlets. A relatively sharp knife.
I'm strongly reconsidering the fact that he said everyone acts like a sixth grader because this is something a sixth grader has done.
Yeah, it's a trip.
What did we learn?
Don't trust people from Norway?
Yeah, I think that's what I majorly learned, that Nordic people are fucking interdimensional aliens. Want to steal my soul, I think.
This dude is as crazy as a lot of other dudes we've run across, but he writes totally normally.
Yeah.
And he talks totally normally.
No.
Yeah, he's 100%.
And he just sort of
normal.
Exhaustively. Like, this would be. Like, the writing style is like technical manual.
No.
I was getting like first year philosophy major.
Yeah. Yeah. Because all the words he's saying are actual words, but they're just strung together in a way that literally do not make sense.
Well, he's definitely like, what's the longest word I can think of to use in this situation?
Oh, yeah, definitely writing with a thesaurus.
Like, every fifth word is the one that was like fifth down on thesaurus.com.
That'd be a fun script to write. Just automate it.
I fucking learned that, like, fucking teenagers from high school will fucking write literally about anything. Mm-mm. Fucking wow, there's an article about intelligent design. Click.
Okay, we have to stop looking at articles. We'll be here forever.
Oh, my God.
That's bye for now.
Also, I discovered that we found a weird mix between, like, hippie bullshit and, like, paranoid right-wing conspiracy. It's very strange.
We found a website that makes everyone angry.
Yeah, I've never encountered a website that has made so many people angry. And
if you want to go to a website that makes everyone angry, go on over to Ball Pit. That's BLLP.IT. If you want to check out more from Extra Credit, find us at THEFMIN.US. There you'll find, like, our wonderful cover art, links to the docs, stuff like that. You'll also find our donate page and links to our Patreon. So, bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
One day you will come to Montauk and see your dad wearing a kimono, and see your other dad pruning roses. Hope you won't turn around and go. One day you will come to Montauk and see your dad playing the piano, and see your other dad wearing glasses. Hope that you will want to stay.
Seniors are pretty sad.
I would imagine they would be.
Yes.
You would think they would just give up and just try a GAD or something.
No, I don't really want to. After 24, they have to try a GED. Yeah, I know, right? Here, let me just talk about public school politics.
It's the best talk over theme that won't exist anymore, thanks to becoming.
Well, I mean, the first 10 minutes of this was laughing at Wario porn, so I don't.
Well,
see, you did it this time, not on us.